Asked about her time at Aspira Martindale Gardens retirement living, Uma Barton says there's a whole lot to like. And in some cases, love. The friendliness, the variety of activities, the support. I'm very happy here, said Barton, who moved to town about 3 years ago to be close to her son. And the staff are always asking for our feedback. They make you feel included, in decisions. Ideal as things were upon arrival, one piece of the puzzle seemed to be missing. Moving in just before winter, she was still unfamiliar with her downtown surroundings when regular outdoor trips began the following spring. So with a deep affection for her new digs already set in and an eagerness to help future newcomers get acclimatized, she politely pushed to create a designated resident ambassador position, which she's embraced with great warmth and enthusiasm ever since. I love welcoming the new people, said Barton, who loves being so close to the Mill Pond and downtown core, noting that the residence's new chef has elevated the already great food. There's always something new going on here and it keeps me busy. Her dedication was recognized as part of Tuesday's 20th anniversary celebration for Martindale, Milton's original retirement residence. Aspira Martindale Gardens Retirement Living in Downtown Milton. Steve LeBlanc, Milton Today. Until then, the only options for the community's older folks was a long-term care facility or to seek accommodations out of town. That notion didn't sit well with longtime Miltonian Ann Ptolemy, who around the turn of the century, with the town's population set to explode, brought her retirement home vision to the congregation at Knox Presbyterian Church. The idea met with strong support from her fellow parishioners and those at other local churches, while, as fortune would have it, her architect cousin David Parker had just returned to Ontario from out west to help care for his aging mother. With experience designing churches and retirement homes, he was hired on to design the future facility. Led by finance chair Carl Reichert and co-conveners Ptolemy and Audrey Cairns, a successful fundraising campaign was launched and Martindale welcomed its first residents in 2004. On hand for that memorable moment was server Anna Marinaro, whose two decades of grace, professionalism and infectious positivity was recognized during the anniversary celebration. There's always laughter in the halls and the people are so lovely, said the longtime employee, known for her flair for karaoke. It's like my second home, and it's the best location you could have. Mayor Gord Krantz was in attendance for the milestone festivities, as was local magician Tyler Fergus, who, in keeping with the 20 magical years at Martindale theme, delighted residents with card tricks and other illusions. Old photos of gardening enjoyment, billiards play, exercise classes and general friendship graced the walls, while stories were shared among the residents. There's a lot of warmth and friendship, said Jesse Warrington, Martindale's sales advisor for the past 7 years. It's a good place to be.